part two.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, doing a little open phones here. We do it every Friday. Patrick and Sharon, if you'd like to join the show, telephones work. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. All new first-time callers for this year, 2017, get themselves a couple of tie-dyed t-shirts. Tie-dyed t-shirts from Scott and Monica. And Rhonda says, if I choose to eat my sulfur by, say, putting it in a smoothie or mixing it in my salad, do I still have to drink a lot of water afterwards? Man, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't mix all that well with some things, and I would just do it in the water, chug it on down, and then have what you do. On a salad, that doesn't sound good, does it, on a salad?
No.
It doesn't sound good. It's pretty bitter to be on a salad. I would slosh it on down.
That's the quickest way.
I wanted to know the herb you gave your friend that helped his swelling edema. You mentioned it with last show on Dr. Massey. Oh, yeah, it's Pipsissewa. Pipsissewa, we mentioned it before. And the place to get it is woodlandwildcraft.com. Woodlandwildcraft.com. That's from Dorsey from the forest. She got out of the business of selling it. She just is in the forest all day now. And good. We need to have her back on. She's so cool. Dorsey's in the forest. And so now she turned the business over to Woodland Wildcraft, but she's making them same quality. Woodlandwildcraft.com. They have the Pipsissewa. And I'll tell you what, it worked for me about 3 years ago. I had these little swollen, my right ankle was swollen, because it's the girl ankle, you know, and I blame Sharon. It was her problem. It was her fault. And a white right ankle, and I took it, and it just went completely away. Completely away. And then I gave it to my friend who had, I think he had edema for years. He said like 10 years. And wow. I said, you shouldn't have those swollen ankles for 10 years. That's not good. And he said, yeah, but you know, he's like you. He didn't go any doctor. He didn't go anywhere. And so I gave him the Pipsissewa, and within 2 days, it was totally gone. And he had it for 10 years.
That's crazy.
I know. So now he's asking me about, he's had, what do you call it? This little fungus in his little toes, on every one of his toes. And so I'm turning him on to the turpentine thing, putting a drop on each toenail and DMSO or turpentine.
Yeah. I think vinegar might help with
vinegar
that too.
Cider
or vinegar, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Daniel's saying. Mm-hmm. Longtime listener, One Radio Network. I've learned so much over the years. Thank you. I was trying to find the names of a couple of guests you had on your show. Oh, this was a show that was on our streaming thing, yeah. Boy, I tell you what. No telling. We have about 75 of those shows rotating right now. A young lady was a naturopath. She did blood analysis, was able to predict disease's outcome. The blood work analysis was different than the most standard laboratory. Yeah. Sorry, I wouldn't know how to find who those people are. Nope. We don't have the technology to be able to tell you which ones are playing on the, you know, on the play button.
Yeah. Yeah, you think that we'd be able, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of like some of these cars, you have the radio on and tell you who the, but yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I need to talk to Ruben about it. I need to talk because I do all those MP3 tags every day. I spend the time to do it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I spend the time to do it. More teeth stuff. Neem oil works great as well on a bad tooth if you can tolerate the yucky taste. Yeah, boy, it is pretty... it's pretty.
It's bad.
Oh man, it's really. I don't know what it is. It's pretty yucky. Huh?
Neem is what you put on plants outside when you want to. It's kind of a natural way to deter pests.
Yeah, that's right. Oil. Yeah, it's a classic thing for bugs and but it's a classic treatment for teeth in Ayurveda medicine in India is the neem. They have neem toothpaste, neem oil for the teeth. It's a classic thing for teeth. Oh, Nancy just sent a picture of her little doggy. That's oh, look at that little doggy. They're so cute. We have another abscess tooth, man. Aloe vera is abscess remedy too. Oh, aloe vera. Aloe vera.
My cat's talking to me.
She's jealous because you're talking to
her. She's telling me she wants some yogurt.
Is that what she's doing?
I haven't been able to up and go get
her. Is that her yogurt, Meow? How do you know her? Oh, so you know her.
She wants yogurt. I know my cat.
She wants yogurt, right? Yeah.
She's just like a dog, you know.
Here's some more dental stuff. I'm wondering if you have a guest who can offer some insights on strategies to mitigate potential health concerns resulting from root canals. I'm asking because I just had one. Wow. I have a one from like 15 years ago as well. And all my wisdom teeth were removed as a teen. I read up and listened to a lot of the shows. And if I had an infection or root from a cavity that developed, I live in an area without a lot of holistic dentists around. I would like to hear from guests who can give me some positive things to do. I think the stress of knowing the dangers of root canals is some ways worse for my health issue. This was from a few days ago, and I did respond to this lady, but we can talk a little bit about it here. What I was very careful to tell her was that no matter what you hear on One Radio Network or other places, that root canals are not the best, and we don't think they are. But if you just had one and you had another one from the past, you want to scrub that one from your mind and just kind of say, okay, maybe it wasn't my best choice, but you know what? My body's strong, right? I'm healthy. I have a good immune system. And as long as I have this baby, I'm going to be fine. You know, that's the first thing I told her, you know. You know what I'm saying? Don't.
Instead of taking the energy and worrying about the root canal, the energy and just keep your immune system nice.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You don't want to go to the dark side, you know. You don't want to go to the dark side. And I know it takes a little bit to do it. It's a discipline because your little mind is going to say, yeah, but you know, I heard this guy. And you just got to not pay attention to that. And you, who you are, a soul, say, nope. I got them, and this is the way it is right now, so I can deal with them, and they're going to be fine. And I think that's about, you know, trust me, I think it's about 90% of it. You know what I'm saying, Sharon?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I definitely don't go to the dark side now. But, I mean, there's so many things you can do. You know, I think it's all the same. You know, your exercise, your diet, your detox, good organic food, things you can do to build immune system, all the things we talk about. I would just continue to do those and know that that they're going to be fine. And and once again, you know, sometimes we have karmic things that happen, and you know, where you got to get it taken out or something like that. Not because you didn't do a good job at thinking positively and knowing you can heal, but because sometimes it's just the experience that we need to have. So there's always karma in these things, right? You know, so, and then if that would happen, well, then you can do, find a good person to get them out and do it right and all of that. But so that's exactly what I told her in the email. Maggie writes, can you please give me some names of companies that produce the highest quality vitamin C powder and vitamin E? With so much junk out there in the market, it's so hard to know which companies are trustworthy and willing to pay more for truly quality products. Well, I did write her back too as well. Most of these I answer personally if I can, and then I save them then for so other people to share. We like that sodium ascorbate in our store. It's really clean, and it's baking soda with the ascorbic acid, so it buffers that out a little bit, and it's generally easier on the tummy. So that's the one we like. I'm sure there's all kinds of one, but it's clean. And if you can tolerate ascorbic acid, you know, I would get that guy. Adam Bergstrom said that the vitamin E that we have in our store is a good one. Remember, Sharon, he looked at it and he said that it had the different tocopherols things. So
right.
It's a good clean product. So you could try that one. And I guess wheat germ oil has vitamin E, right? Wheat germ oil, if I remember from Tony Pantelaresco days. Wheat germ oil. Trying to find a dentist in North Carolina. Actually, I listen to you from 12:30 in the afternoon to 6 p.m. every single day. What? Unless I go out, you saved my life along with many others with that one man on your show. I had sat in a chair for 14 years after a really bad nervous breakdown, did not go out or see people, and lived in my living room chair and doing nothing all day and night, crying with 48 symptoms. I lost my friends and family, my job, then accidentally found your show, if you believe in accidents. Now I know there's no accident, she says. And anyway, his name is... Oh. Wow, I don't even remember this guy. Sri Ananda Sarvasri. Really?
Oh, I remember him.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him. It was a couple years ago. Let me pull him up.
Yeah.
Ananda?
Oh, yeah, May 27th, 2014.
Okay.
I think his last name is Sarvasri.
Here, I've got it. I remember when he was on. Yeah. You know, we had mixed reviews when he was on. There were people who really, really loved him and people who didn't like him at all. I remember that.
Why didn't they like him, I wonder?
I don't recall, but I remember there were some people just get real negative over whatever.
Yeah.
But hey, if he affected one person, that's great.
Yeah. And
that's great. Sounds like life was changed. Is that a female writing?
I think so. Joe, J-O. So, yeah, that's generally a girl's name. And she said, I heard him on your website. I worked with him 3 times a week on Skype from July until May of 2016, 18 months.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
And I got out of the chair. I'm living a normal life. With only one symptom left. My goodness. The acupuncturist said it's emotional blockage in my kidney, and I'm working on that now. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you and Sharon do. Love and kisses and hugs. XOXOXOXOXO and more XOs. Well, God.
Wow.
That makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
It really does. Oh, I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Gosh, I can't imagine being depressed for 14 years and feeling bad, you know? I mean, feeling bad emotionally, but then having the symptoms of illness. Ugh.
Well, sometimes it just takes us a long time to, you know, take the red pill. Sometimes it just does. Scott says you can spend some time in front of the red lights focused on your face for the tooth as well. There you go. Very creative people. Boy, this gal with the abscess. She's got more doctors around the world.
Yeah, really. I think the whole show is about this one a friend, problem. That's good, though.
A friend of mine swears by swishing her mouth with MMS wash to help with her root canal and dental structure. Yeah, and this original email, she said she's been using MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, with that. So,
yeah, well, boy. We haven't even talked about what Dr. Huggins liked was the vitamin C and salt.
That's exactly what he did. Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. Stay with that a second and remember that, Sharon, and we'll talk about that because you have a good memory. Yeah, he said that. Let's go on the phones. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda from Indiana.
Back home in Linda, Indiana.
Yeah. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I'm calling because I want a T-shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. At least you're honest, Linda.
I'm honest, okay? I thought I was going to get one last year, and then you didn't draw a name the following week.
Really? Well, you get one. You can get two. You email me, send me your size and your... You have a significant other there in Indiana?
Yes, I do.
Well, send me his or her. You never know these days. Size and we'll send a couple out to you.
Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. And there's two things I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
At least your opinion.
Yes.
Or your thoughts or whatever.
Thoughts, opinions, they're all the same. They're like belly buttons. Everybody has them.
That's right. I wish I could get rid of some of mine, but oh well. yesterday's caller, the third one.
Yeah. William Engdahl.
Yes. Yes. I was really hoping Trump was like, maybe, you know, help us more. But he didn't make it sound very positive.
Yeah. I don't know, Sharon, if... I think I told you off the air, we had an email that asked F. William Engdahl if Trump was being controlled by the boys, right? You know, that term we use, boys. And Engdahl laughed and he goes, controlled?
Yes.
He is one of the boys. And you know, and I thought, well, man, did I take the Trump blue pill, you know, four months ago, you know, because I was kind of psyched up. So I don't know, dear, you know, I'm beginning to lean more towards Adam Bergstrom. You know what he says?
What's that?
My name is Wes, and it's not my mess. So I'm leaning more towards that camp, you know, and I know Sharon is too. I won't speak for you, Sharon, but you're leaning more there, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 And then the other thing I wanted to mention.
My name is Wes,
and
it's not
vaccines.
My mess. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The truth about vaccines is out?
Oh, it's a video. Is it the Ty Bollinger?
It's a documentary. Yeah, the documentary.
Is it a good one?
I watched the second one this morning, yes.
What do you think?
So.
Did you vaccinate your little ones?
Oh, they're all older, yes, because I was a nurse back then.
Yeah, of course. It was like the thing to do, right?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to watch your grandkids go through it.
Oh, so the grandkids are now, yeah.
Yeah. That's the hardest. And when you try to talk to them, it's like, what? No, you have to.
No, no, yeah. You're not going to get anywhere there, boy. You know?
No.
No. Did you hear Dr. Gerald Smith yesterday about the vaccines in one of his patients?
I don't remember exactly.
Well, you might listen to that interview. He's got this really cool contraption that, you know, he's into all this energetic stuff. Mm-hmm. And he gets people in all over the world in chronic pain that just can't figure anything else, right? All over the world. And they come in, this lady came in and has been in pain for like 20 years. And he puts her on all these different machines and tests them in his different ways that he does, and found out that she was, had some kind of a, I don't remember what organ, but it was a vaccine residue in one of her organs, either liver, spleen, something.
Yeah, I do remember. Now,
he gave her a nosode, which is a particular homeopathic remedy, and she was out of pain. 20 years.
Yeah. Well, even like, you know, I'm a little bit younger than you, but not much. So I had my share of, or not my share, I didn't have that many. You know, you got the polio and whatever else. I can't remember. Oh, the smallpox.
Smallpox, right.
But doing a skio, the
Oh, like the, Ken Rolla talks about, yeah?
Yes, yes. That shows up vaccinations, detoxing that. And, I mean, that's been 50-plus, 60 years ago.
Oh, so do you, after you did this Keo, did you do any special things? You just ongoing take care of yourself and keep your liver happy and it's going to work itself out?
I've been working on that.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, we're going to eventually trip these things out, right? They'll leave the, I think they'll leave the building with Elvis. And, you know, if you feel good and, you know, you're pooping and sleeping and, you know, you're happy and you look good and, you know, I think you're, we're fine. You know, your body's dealing with whatever is in there. There's a, if there's anything in there, and I always say there's nothing, because you know me.
Well, I've been working on getting rid of viruses, so.
Yeah. Well, just keep talking to your body. You know what I like to do is, what's your first name?
Linda.
Linda. If you have it in your little mind that you got a virus, which I think you do because you just said it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of in there. So what you can do to help that is every time you eat, put your hands over your food and say, okay, broccoli, I really appreciate you. And why don't you go in there? If I got any little viruses running around, let's help my immune system to go after them. And that's really strong medicine.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Strong medicine.
Good idea. I like it.
I know you like it. Back home in Indiana. So what do people in Indiana do? Do you guys do anything around Easter, either religious or non-religious or with family?
Family, get together, have dinner together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have like an Easter ham. Like a ham.
My kids are gone, but my siblings, we get together.
Yeah, you do like a ham thing?
I don't eat it. They are having ham.
You don't eat it. Yeah, ham.
Sharon, I just don't like ham. That's, you know, either here or there. I just don't like it. So.
Didn't you used to do ham, Sharon?
Ham for Easter?
Yeah. Or ham for some day?
No, I don't really do Easter. No, I do ham for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, back home in Indiana.
So I didn't know whether you could, you know, maybe help advertise the truth about vaccines.
Well, we've talked about it a lot and lots and lots. Yeah, but maybe Sharon could do something on a slide, Sharon?
I think I might have a slide up still of that, because I was advertising that that new documentary. So we'll see if it's still up. You know, we rotate these things often, so.
Yeah, we'll do what we can. I wonder if there's anything that's going to come of this this commission that President Trump appointed RFK, who's been a vaccine questioner. He's not been for vaccines for years. I haven't heard anything more about that. Maybe something will come of that commission. But, you know, Big Pharma is pretty powerful. They're like huge. And the giant squid is in the government like, you know, tentacles. And, you know, who knows? You know what I mean? It's like, it's just nuts. Who knows what power he's
got. Bless everything.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to figure out how to bless everything.
That's all you can do, sweetie.
Yeah.
The
positive side.
Just bless it, you know. They're doing the best they can. And who knows what kind of forces President Trump has against him if he is still a really good guy. You know, you don't know. I mean, I'm not saying this has happened, but, you know, when Ross Perot, this is true. I heard this from head of his campaign in Texas, I talked to personally. Remember Ross Perot, 1993?
Mm-hmm.
He was threatening to take George Bush out, right? Because he had like 20% of the vote. Remember Bush, Clinton, Bush 41, right?
Yep.
20%. And those were coming from the Republican side, right? They weren't coming from Clinton. And he was threatened that they were going to kill his wife and daughter if he didn't drop out.
Yeah, I did hear that.
So, you know, it gets rough at this level. You don't know. We don't know what's going on.
No, that's true.
We just don't know. So I think you're right on. We just bless it and say, may the blessings be. You guys do the best you can, you know?
Yep.
Because my name is Wes and it ain't my mess.
I like that.
Okay, well, put that on your fridge, you know, the next
time. Okay.
All right, sweet.
Thank you.
Email me, email me, and then send us your address and the sizes that you want.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we've come a long way, haven't we, Sharon, with politics? I certainly have. And
yeah.
Yeah, we have. You know, you do what you do, you know. Kind of silly. Previously, with research scientist at MIT, Stephanie Seneff, PhD, and the curious connections between these glyphosates, Roundup, GMOs, and sulfur.
So if you simply put the glyphosate in place of the glycine in the sulfotransferase, you will not be able to get the sulfate from the cholesterol sulfate to some other molecule, such as the heparin sulfate. The cell won't be able to defend itself with sulfate if it can't put the sulfate there. But it's really, really important to be able to do that because, for example, cholesterol sulfate, it delivers sulfate to the cells. But in order to deliver it, you've got to take the sulfate off of the cholesterol and put it on something else. And that's what where the sulfotransferase would come in and wouldn't be able to do that.
I know, gets a little geeky, but the point is that without the proper amount of sulfur in the body, and now it's being disrupted because of the GMOs, even more than what it was already doing, it's not good. So we think that this sulfur product that we've been promoting is really helping people to keep everything kind of working well, because this whole sulfur cycle is kind of God's way of keeping the bad guys out and exiting the body. And because our sulfur is absolutely pure with no additives, it's different from almost all the other ones out there. You can click an order, three prices, right on our website, oneradionetwork.com. Previously, Dr. Richard Massey talks about colostrum.
When you get certain vaccines, you get leaky gut from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, we're all born with leaky gut, big holes in our gut, but there's no poop in there because we haven't been eating in the womb, right? And so nature's vaccination program is to get mama's colostrum, which has all the immune factors in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the gut is wide open. It's got leaks in it. So this colostrum can come through like an injection. When it does, the leaky gut closes.
So that's why the colostrum we take helps seal the gut.
It seals the leaky gut. But people who are vaccinated tend to have chronic leaky gut because the gut is waiting for the real thing. So people's guts are open like, hey, when is the real stuff coming in?
Can the cow stuff do it?
The cow stuff does it as well.
Oh, it does.
So you put those immune factors in with colostrum before eating meals. Mm-hmm. It goes in. It's nature's vaccination program. It closes the leaky gut. Then your autoimmune stuff goes down. Your food allergies go down. Wonderful stuff happens.
Thanks, Doc. We love this product. Colostrum, lots of different sizes to choose from. It's a great product. Click and order colostrum. Any of the Sir Thrival links, it's right here on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Houston, say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, Sharon, I think I'm just going to wear my tie-dye T-shirt, start smoking wacky tobacco, and go out in the street. No, that's me.
You probably live a very happy life like that.
What do you think? Yeah, you know, make love, not war, baby. You know, it's like, God. You don't remember those days, huh, do you? You were too young for that.
Yeah, I was too young.
You're born, what, 64?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you were only 10 years old when we were out in the streets.
War was over?
What's that?
When the war was over?
Well,
was it over?
No, I mean, we're still right in it, you know, right early 70s. I don't know when they finally got out of there. But, yeah, I don't know. It 70s, early 70s, maybe in the, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't
I
even.
I thought it was 72, but.
Was it? No, I don't think it was that early. But it's because Nixon was still in and he was bombing away, you know. When did the U.S. leave Vietnam? Dr. Google knows everything. Mm-hmm. The U.S. military involvement ended, 15 August 73, very close. The capture of Saigon by the North Vietnamese Army in 75 marked the end of the war. Yeah, 75. But the U.S., I think, pretty much got out in late 73. 75. Yeah. I wonder if the millennials are going to get out there and protest against Syria and Afghanistan and North Korea stuff. You think?
Well, you know, it's pretty hard to tell.
It's pretty amazing about our culture, Sharon, and everybody. We're going to get to you if you're on hold. Stay right there. Just make this one idea, put it out there, is that this is a nation, these people left and the right, they love what President Trump is doing. Even the lib guys, the people, they love it. They love it. His approval ratings have never been higher. I think people, I don't know. I don't get it, but.
Well, I don't think the millennials are going to protest that, because if they didn't protest when they went in and killed Gaddafi in Libya and all the Libyan mess.
Oh, no, they don't even pay attention. I don't think the millennials, they don't pay attention to that stuff. They're texting. Yeah. They don't have time for that stuff. You know. Good morning on the phone. Who's this?
Good morning, Sharon, Patrick. This is Scott from Illinois.
Hi.
Up there in old Mafia City.
Yes. I was just calling. My condolences for the loss of Dr. Bob. I wonder who'll be raising up in his place to be one of the new alternative health pioneers. Should be interesting. I know you're right there bringing forth all that information. Really do appreciate what you do.
Well, we do what we can, you know. Thanks. We do what we can, yeah.
I was calling to ask if you could have on a guest.
Okay.
If you would consider having on a guest. Her name is Kat Kerr, like a kitty cat. Kat Kerr. Spelled with a K, Kat Kerr, first and last name. She's on YouTube. It's I know you're basically the health information resource and finances with Andy, and you know you dabble in the political realm now and then. Kat is someone who claims to have been taken to the kingdom of heaven hundreds of times. And I think it'd just be a different kind of program.
Sounds interesting. How do you spell her last name? How do you spell her last name?
Her last name is K, like in Kentucky. E, like in Edward. And a double R, like in Robert.
Okay, Kat Kerr. Okay, I see here. Huh.
She's actually written a couple books.
Well, you know, this is very, in my opinion, this is very real. Would you like to hear my take on this? And then we can have her on. Would you like to hear?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Let's see. In simple terms, these places exist. All these places. There is a place that exists called the Kingdom of Heaven. It's just one of a billion different places in the other realities. There's not just one heaven, and that's where you go. That's a myth, okay? That's fake news, but that's okay. But they exist, and the reason they exist is because we souls have created them with our beliefs and our understanding and our imagination. That's how things get created in the lower worlds. Does that make sense? Scott?
I'm with you. I'm just saying she's...
No. I'm just kind of giving you my take on this and why this is very possible. And as soul, you can go anywhere you want, and some teachers can take you to different places like this if you want. And if she's really into this place called heaven, she could go back and forth a lot. And it's totally real, you know? And so we'll see. We'll talk to her. There's a book called The Tiger's Fang that Paul Twitchell, who brought Ekinkar out into physical reality in the 60s, a religion that is a spiritual path that has been taught since the beginning of time, because it's simply the study of divine spirit. So all religions stem out of spirit, right? And his teacher, Ribizar Tars, took him to all the cool places on the there's actually gods on every plane. You know, there's really gods like on the astral plane, on the causal plane, and there's these huge, I mean, I'm talking 1,000 feet beings with as much light in one strand of hair that of 1,000 suns. So this idea that people got over thousands of years, that God is some big dude in the sky, you know, they're there. He's there. That's not the end of the road, but there is an entity, and they all have different names. I know their names. They exist, but, you know, it's not the end of the road. If you go visit them, they'll even tell you themselves, you got to go move on. It's pretty fascinating if you look at it.
Very interesting.
Very interesting, yeah.
Can I be selfish now, Patrick?
You can be as selfish as you want. It's you know.
Can I get a tie-dye?
Well, of course. Why would you be selfish?
Asking for something for myself.
That's not being selfish.
Aww.
No.
No, because we offer that. You deserve that.
You deserve it. I mean, it's a great, great lead. I'd love to talk to Kat Kerr. Sharon, yeah. Did you find a website for her?
If you send
that to me. Yeah, if you're interested in this kind of stuff, go on Amazon and pick up the book The Tiger's Fang.
Sure, sure. I don't want to steal her thunder, but way back in just say one thing about her that anybody can confirm for themselves if they go onto YouTube. Way back in March of 2016, in one of her visits to that world, she says that she was told that in no uncertain terms that Donald Trump would be our next president, and not only be our next president, that he would be our next president for 8 years, and that he would be followed by 8 years of Mr. Pence.
Of what?
So she's... If you get a hold of her, she's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I don't go for that kind of stuff. I think that's kind of bogus, because anybody that says that, they don't know, because everybody has free will, and all of us have free will, and they don't know what people are going to choose. So I don't buy into that kind of stuff, but it's interesting.
Well, that's okay. I'm just saying it's just interesting. You know, there are some people that do purport to be prophets or seers, and...
They all purport, you know. You can say a lot of things, because who's going to be around 1,000 years from now? And you say, oh, the world's going to blow up. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, once you take free will into account, you just don't do the future. You don't. If you do, I think you're, you know, whatever. Fake news. My opinion.
Amen.
Hey, cool. Amen. Thank you. Well, so email me, Scott, and we will send you a T-shirt.
A tie-dye.
Okay. And you can go on the streets and give peace a chance and smoke wacky tobacco if you want.
For cooking it.
That's right. So, or just high CBD oil. You'll be fine. You'll be legal. Thanks a lot. See you. Bye.
Okay.
Speaking of that, because Sharon, you've studied astrology, and What are your thoughts on the idea of predestination or knowing the future?
I don't think that you can predict anything, because I think that it's always changing. You know, I think there might be energies that are conducive for certain events to happen, but that doesn't mean that they're going, you know.
Right.
Because things shift and change all the time.
Yeah, because it's all in motion every moment, right? Every soul is doing this and doing that, and it's kind of a, it's a beautiful Swiss clock in a major proportions. But I guess there is something to the aspect of, say, certain, how do you explain the ideas of certain tendencies or certain periods? And there's certainly something to the fact energetically that we incarnate at a certain time and place, isn't there? There's something to that. And I think it all has to do with the intertwined of karma.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But I think you really have to stay, you know, if we're talking about prediction here, not really astrology, we're talking about prediction. How many times did we hear people back, you know, a couple of years ago saying, Obama, he was going to be the last American president, and you know, and everybody was on that bandwagon. Oh, or remember 2012. For some reason, we're very fixated with wanting to predict the future instead of, the key is living just in the moment right now. I don't know why we get so focused on the future of the past, and we kind of forget that we're here right now.
You think?
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, girl. I'm totally with you. Yeah, it's a.
I don't focus on the future at all, because the future doesn't exist.
It's not there.
And neither does the past. So it's like, why even give it any energy whatsoever?
Yeah. I mean, we can, it's good to expect good things, like expect good health and prosperity, you know, and all that. That's fine, you know, and have that feeling and all that. And ask God for pony if that's what you want, you know, and it's cool. You know, when tomorrow gets here, it'll be now. So,
right.
As I've been taught by some of my teachers, that one of the best ways to manifest what we want in our life is to act as if we have it now. It's very profound if you think about it. Act as if, right? Act as if. You know what I mean? Since it's always now, can't say, well, I'm going to do this in the future, and then I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
Right,
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. So that's kind of fun. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I have a cool little story for you that I think was fun. In 2007, when I had Timpone's Market, somebody gave me this little keychain thing. And it was like a little, very cute little, I don't know, almost like a stone, but it was about the size of a quarter. And it was real pretty, and it was on a red string. And I just kind of nice, you know, just energetically, well, thanks very much. So he just gave it to me. And so I put, I have three keys, a car key, one door, a house key for my back door, the only one I use, you know, to come and go, to come and go when I leave, and then a key to my post office box, right? Three keys. So I got them on there, and I've had this for, I don't know, 10 years. And the other day, it was sitting on the counter, and I was putting it in my pocket, and I said, and I really had this conscious thought. It wasn't just a passing thought, you know, it was really something that I bought into. Does that make sense? You know, it was like, well, this is really nice. That's great. I really have enjoyed having this all this time. And it's really cool. And maybe even have the thought like, boy, I hope I don't lose this guy, you know? Guess what?
You lost.
Guess what? The next day, it's not there.
Oh, my goodness.
I look everywhere. Everywhere. Really? Trash can, looked around. So after about, you know, after looking for a while, I just, well, then I got it. Oh, I said, oh, yeah. I remembered that little moment the day before. So this is this is what is called like a waking dream. So these things happen, you know, not because you're getting punished for being attached to your keychain, but to give you a lesson in how it works in physical reality and how powerful it is what we think and believe to be true and how it can affect our reality. And that is so, when I get these kind of things, I feel so blessed and so, I get goosebumps because we can read this stuff, right? Just like he said in the thing, you know, you can't tell people about the Matrix, right? Like he said in the
audio. But I wonder, are we creating that though? Are we creating that when we say, I hope I don't lose the keychain and then you lose it? Did we create that happening?
I believe so. Okay. You create it because you're just a little bit of attached to it, right? So you create you create the movement that will cause the to answer your question, in my opinion, the losing it, because it's for a lesson, because we're always wanting to know, wow, man, so I should be very careful about what I believe. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, when I had my shop, I had the same thing. I was sitting there talking to my mom one day, and I looked up at the wall, and I had a glass shelf on the wall of this retail store coffee shop that I had, and there was a lot of hand-blown glass, like vases and little things up there. And so it was rather expensive, you know, items up on the shelf. And I remember looking at it and saying, I hope the shelf doesn't fall.
I hope the shelf doesn't fall. So you really said it. It wasn't just seconds, like, and it just fell.
Within 30 seconds, the shelf fell off the wall. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was really like a dream. I didn't even know whether it was a real experience or not. Well, it was, because I had to clean it up. But I always, it was fascinating to me, because I thought, wow, am I seeing the future, or I create the event? And I never really could figure it out, because it was such a bizarre thought, you know. I mean, I don't walk around my house going, oh, I hope that lamp doesn't fall off the desk. Right. I hope the blinds don't fall out of the windows, you know. But I had that thought in the moment, oh, something about the shelf falling. Yeah, and it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Fascinating. So my tale continued. So I totally let it go. You know, boy, your thing is making noises here. It's weird. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Your Skype's acting up a little bit today. So I obviously had another key. So I put a little key in my pocket for the car, and I can lock the door just putting my hand through the doggy door anyway. I mean, you know, what am I locking it for? You know, a burglar could just reach up and unlock the door through the doggy door. It's crazy.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I say, well, next time I go to the post office, I get another key. I'm good. So didn't think anything else of it. And like 4 or 5 days later, I'm going after my last squash in a little plastic bag thing in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
There
and
are
the
my
keychains.
There's the keychain right there.
That's funny.
It's another lesson. So here's how you create it. It's, you asked how this happens. It's so fascinating. It's divine spirit kind of working through you. But so my theory is, you see, at the moment that I put those keys into that bag, you know, after I bought the squash from the special store I go to, right? I got to go, special squash, special store. So I just had this one bag, and I come out of the store, you know, and I open up the car, and I don't need the keys to lock it or anything, so I put it in that bag. But during the 10 seconds when I put the key in the bag, I obviously was thinking of something else. Otherwise, I would have remembered it. Right? So there's two lessons there. You see how if we just go unconscious out of the moment for 10 seconds, you can lose something. You say, I have no idea. Well, the reason you have no idea is because you weren't there when you did it. You know, you were on autopilot. And of course, that's how accidents happen, right? That's how they happen. That's how, you know, whatever. So it's the more and more we have these inner experiences and outer experience in the dream state and during the day, I mean, the more and more we learn that as soul, we have a big responsibility with divine spirit running through us. And, you know, you get in, you know, you take the red pill and you want to go down the rabbit hole, you're going to see a lot of stuff, and it's not always like, well, totally comfortable, but boy, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It is fun. So here's anyone want to hear another one? So
yeah.
Another one. So I, after President Trump did the Syria bombs, I was going in Austin. I said, oh, I'll switch on old Rush. I want to see what he's got to say about the bomb thing, you know, it'd be interesting to see what the people around the country think, because people call in, you know, and see if all the Trump supporters, what their things. That'd be kind of interesting. So I flipped it on. I generally listen to some book on tape or something, but I did that. And he was talking about the millennials and about the transgender thing. And he was saying, a listener called up and was really concerned about the kids and all that, and transgender, and what are they doing? And, you know, they don't know what's going on, and blah, 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 and all this. So Rush was saying, and he had a kind of have an interesting point. He said, well, I can remember back in the days of Father Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver and stuff, and, you know, how this culture was. And, you know, nobody got a divorce, and, you know how it was. Well, you're a little bit too young for those ties, the 50s, you know, the 50s and the early 60s. And it was pretty chilly, you know, pretty chilled out, you know, until Vietnam started and things started to get raucous roll. But anyway, so he says, I think that these things all go in cycles, and that I think there's a lot of the new kids coming up now that are teenagers, that are very responsible, mm-hmm. that... who, you know, have a real sense of who they are, maybe will work for themselves, maybe will not just go out willy-nilly and get married when they're 20 or spend their whole life texting. And I think he said, I think it's going to go through a whole cycle, and maybe we'll go through a whole renaissance of back to more basic ideas about, you know, treating people nice and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I really thought that was kind of interesting, you know, and I said, well, good for you, Rush. I think that's kind of a cool thing. Now, here's the rest of the story. So that's all I said. I actually heard him say it. I kind of thought, well, I might even mention that on the radio. That's kind of interesting. I never thought cycles, you know, it doesn't have to go downhill from millennials, right? It doesn't have to go into the ash bin of the universe. It could just go in cycles, right? So guess what? So last night, which shows you how cool karma is and how this all works, last night in the middle of one dream, I just had this voice kind of say, and I knew it was Father Knows Best show, and it was Robert Young calling his daughter Princess, which he used to call his daughter Princess, which I always thought was real sweet. So that just came through my consciousness last night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you understand the point of the story?
I don't understand the princess thing, but...
Oh, the princess is just something that he used to say that I remember him saying. But the idea is that I accepted this idea of Father Knows Best into my consciousness for that moment, right?
Okay.
Okay. So this was just how it comes through and works and rewinds itself and doesn't stick into your consciousness.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
You get it. So that's what really dreams are a lot about, that. You know, the Freudian things say, oh, dreams are just a mind spitting out things. But they're all spiritual experiences, and they all have a meaning of some point. So the meaning for me when I hear that very clearly in the dream state is, again, it's okay. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. But just be careful of what you accept into your consciousness, because it is meaningful, and it, as we know, it can create tumors, it can create whatever, right?
Right.
It
sure,
can create
sure.
health, it can create your shelf falling down, it can create you lose your keys, or, you know, you could wake up and there's a pony in your backyard. I don't know, but it's not, we're not the creators, the divine spirit's working through us, and it works through our heart and our mind and our emotions, and that's how it does it. So that's my story.
Yeah. Okay.
But I know you think I'm crazy, so that's okay.
I just let you talk. No, I'm just kidding.
I know you got to go, right? I do have to go.
I do have to go.
You're on the move.
I wish everybody a good weekend. Yeah, I need to get.
Well, I'm going to play your favorite kind of spiritual song at the end.
Really?
Yeah. And let's not tell everybody what it is, but they'll hear it when I'm over, and then you can listen to it when you come back and put the show up.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, dear.
Okay,
thanks.
That sounds good.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Happy.
Bye-bye. Okay.